Welcome to the B-Field Alumni Podcast.
Coming to you from the B-Field Alumni House.
We're your hosts, Nina Ruffo
and Peter Young.
In this episode, we spoke with Tulane's own, Becca Hildner.
We'll hear about her interesting career trajectory, Tulane football games, and her path back to New Orleans and Tulane.
Let's get to the episode. So, Becca, would you like to say hello?
Yeah, hi.
There she is.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. Okay, so let's just like kick right into it. You graduated like a year after, before me, right? Yeah,
2017.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
What was your degree?
I was in the business school. I majored in marketing, but so I have a bachelor in management. So,
okay,
cool.
Yeah, A.B. Freeman.
Great.
A.B. Freeman. We love that. Did you have any minors or anything?
You know, I didn't. And I kind of look back now and wish that I did.
Yeah.
I think a lot of looking back at college is I wish I took better, you know, advantage of resources and things that Tulane had to offer. Mm-hmm. But I didn't minor, and I should have. I thought about it, but it was a lot to have just your normal degree and then extracurriculars, and I had many jobs in college too. So
what jobs did you have?
I had a couple of internships working at marketing agencies. Mm-hmm. So I was a junior account executive at a local agency here, and that went from a summer internship into like a 3-day a week job.
Cool.
So I was on different accounts. I did social media creative and planning, and also worked just in general with a couple of like construction clients. So it was really all over the place. It was medical clients, construction, retail. So I got my feet wet in a lot of marketing.
Cool.
And then I also worked on campus. I worked in the computer lab, taught people how to print.
Incredible.
Yeah.
The computer lab in the business school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a student, we were always jealous of the business school because I was in Tulane College and we only got a limited number of pages we could print a semester. Business school students had unlimited printing.
We have a lot of paper to push around. But I didn't know how to use the printer, so people would be like, oh, I'm having a problem. And I was like, okay.
Sorry.
Let's Google it together.
Let me just Google this quickly.
Just unplug it.
Yeah.
But that's just restart it. Life, you know? No one knows how to do anything. You just Google it and then you learn it.
Yeah. So, no, very great. True. You get a job and it's like, do you know how to use Excel? And you're like, absolutely. And then you're like, how do I copy paste?
Self-sufficient.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm figuring it out. So when you were doing those like job/internships, were any of them through like the Tulane internship program where you would get like credit or whatever, like through school, or was it like on your own time?
Yeah, no credit through school. I think that I made the connections via the career center at the business school. And so I was able to connect with different people who had posted their jobs and stuff like that. So it didn't count as credit, but I learned so much. I probably learned more doing the actual jobs than you do, you know, in a classroom setting, especially when it comes to social media, because, you know, graduating in 2017, social media was around, but not in the way that it is now. And so there wasn't a class of like how to set up a Facebook ad. Mm-hmm. There was social media marketing, which I took, but it was more conceptual.
Right.
So having that internship outside of school to actually sit there and go into Facebook Ads Manager and build an ad, that's not something that they taught at the time.
Yeah.
So I learned so much just by doing, you know.
Word. Well, speaking of like classes, do you have any that stand out to you as like a favorite class, whether it's in your major or completely random?
It was in my major, but not related to what I do now, but it was financial accounting with Christine Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed with her. I love order and numbers, even though I'm not good at math. I loved balancing debits and credits, and she made it so exciting. Like, she was, bam, look at that. And people still love her. I mean, she's really well regarded, and she took it over from her father, who was incredible too. So she doesn't remember me. I never even spoke to her like one-on-one, but I was like obsessed with her, and she made me love financial accounting, and I got a 100 in that class because of her.
I think we should get prepared for that because I took financial accounting with her father, Beau Parent.
Oh,
no way.
People loved that class. He is, I would say, more often than not, a person's favorite professor.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
He had a big legacy, and so she had a big legacy to fill, and she really has.
That's good. That's so dope. I wish I took that class.
I still remember his voice. I still remember him pacing up and down the room. Mm-hmm. Debits on the left by the window, credits on the right by the wall.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah. FIFO, LIFO.
And everyone who takes, I think, a business minor or a business major takes financial accounting.
Yes, you have to. Financial and managerial. So managerial is not as fun. Financial, she made me love it.
That's awesome.
Incredible.
Yeah.
What extracurriculars were you involved in that you mentioned?
Yeah. So I was, again, not as involved as I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. I look back now, and especially in my role working with students, I see everything that they do, and I really am like, ugh, you know, I should have been more involved. But I was really heavily involved with my sorority. I was in Kappa Alpha Theta, had a couple of leadership roles in that. And that taught me a lot too about management and working with people to, you know, on a common goal, which is a life skill that you definitely need. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in any other clubs. Maybe briefly, there was a Harry Potter club. We met once.
Was this Harry Potter or was this Quidditch?
It was Harry Potter, Harry not Potter. Quidditch. Yeah. I wish that I was more involved with stuff at Tulane, but so much of my time was taken up by my jobs.
Yeah.
So I didn't have as much time to, you know, be involved in student groups. I was a little bit involved with Two Step, which is funny because now I'm a staff advisor for them. So it's very full circle.
I love that.
But yeah.
Cool.
What major or what minors would you have done if you
I really wish that I would have minored in Spanish. Mm. I took Spanish from second grade up until Tulane.
Second grade?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm from Florida, so it's part of our curriculum. So we took it from a really young age. So I had a lot of proficiency. I came to Tulane and I was like, let's switch and do French instead.
Cheers. Because why not?
That was so difficult to do. So then my sophomore year, it was time to do my next language requirement. I went back to Spanish. And I really enjoyed it, and I wish that I would have kept it going because now I've lost a lot of my proficiency. I can read it. I can somewhat understand it, but I wish that I had minored in Spanish. It helps with everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also just keeps your brain sharp, too.
Totally.
Yeah. Or ASL. I really wanted to learn ASL. Still want to.
Same. I love that. Yeah. Did you go abroad while you were on campus?
I did. I went to Vienna.
You went to Vienna? No, and you did a full semester?
I did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was the business school. Yeah. Because I knew when I went abroad, I wanted to go in a small group. Mm-hmm. And in the business school, there's like the Madrid program that's huge, which is great. But I wanted to have a different experience and meet new people. So I went to Vienna and it's only seven of us in that because it's an exchange. So it changes every year. So seven of them came here and seven of us went there. And it was incredible. I loved Vienna. I cannot wait to go back. Huh. Love that place.
I love Vienna too. Special. So special. Such a musical city.
So artistic.
Yes.
Everyone was like so clean and friendly and fun. Like it was just beautiful, and I learned so much about going to different countries. I'd never been to Europe before.
Yeah,
that's so crazy. I learned a lot that semester.
Did you do first semester junior year or second semester?
First semester.
Cool.
So I couldn't miss Mardi Gras. I couldn't miss. The spring semester at Tulane is the best semester. I was like, I definitely am going in the fall.
It is a special time to be Crawfest and everything.
And even just the weather, you're not starting in like the heat of August.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. No, for real.
That, if you can avoid that, you definitely should.
Definitely.
Wait, how did you choose, like, how did you come to Tulane?
I had no idea what Tulane was when I was a student in high school. I'm from a small town in Florida where people don't really leave Florida. They go to University of Florida, UCF, USF. We have so many U of Fs in Florida. So there's so many options. But my parents really encouraged us to look elsewhere and, like, spread our wings. And I have three older sisters who all went to different universities. So for us, my parents made me apply to 12 different colleges at a minimum. You know, some that you know you'll get into, some that you might not, and some that are like real, you know, reaches. And so I was thinking of all what we would say is, you know, Tulane's competitive set, but had never heard of Tulane. No one in my circle had ever gone there. So I was, you know, looking around on the Common App and whatever, and I would see it pop up. But my aunt actually has no connection to New Orleans other than she just loves it. She would come here for Jazz Fest all the time. And so she told me, like, oh, you should apply to Tulane. I was like, okay, I guess I will. I applied, I got in, and I had never visited. And so I didn't know anything about it. And so I was torn between Wake Forest, which I had been waitlisted and then let in off the waitlist, versus Tulane, and I had never visited here. And so I was like, what am I going to do? You know, I don't even know this place. So I toured it. And the second I got out of the cab on Ferret and like saw the trees over Macau, I was like, what am I doing? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going here. So coming to campus really solidified it for me. And then also I got a scholarship. So that was very helpful too, to, you know, peace of mind that part of your education will be covered. So honestly, just coming to campus, I was like, wow, this place is so cool. And then exploring New Orleans while I was here too. Mm-hmm. That was in the age of MapQuest. Me and my mom are MapQuesting around the French Quarter.
That's beautiful.
But and it's close enough to home, I think, was great too. And the perfect size, perfect, you know, faculty to student ratio. So there was a lot of reasons why, but mostly because I stepped on campus and I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
Good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. While you were at Tulane, what do you think had the biggest impact on you or something big that happened while you were on campus?
I think what had the biggest impact on me while I was a student was New Orleans. I came from a really small town where everyone looked like me and thought like me. And so coming to New Orleans, where there's such diversity of people and thought and activities and language, it blew my mind. And it definitely, you know, got rid of stereotypes that I had or archaic ways of thinking. And I would not be the same person if I went to a university that was not in New Orleans. I learned so much about the world in a very short amount of time. So definitely New Orleans had the biggest impact on me. A big thing that happened while I was on campus that changed my college experience was getting Yulman Stadium on campus.
Oh, yeah, because that happened your sophomore year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was at the first game.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I love football. My family is a big college football family. And so that was kind of one of the downsides for me with Tulane was that there wasn't an on-campus stadium because I would go to the Superdome for the games. Mm-hmm. I got my friends. We're in the shuttle. I'm like, we are doing it. That didn't really catch on with my friends as much as I wanted it to. So when we had it on campus, that was so exciting for me. And I remember, so my dad went to Notre Dame, and at Notre Dame games, when you score, they take someone's body and you do push-ups with them.
Fun.
So I came to Tulane and I was like, we are going to start this. If we're going to have a stadium on campus, we need to start traditions. So I'm at the game and I'm getting everyone around me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to, you know, you're going to push me up. And we did it. We did push-ups at the game twice, actually two games. And now when I go to, when I'm not working the game and I go to like game watches here, me and my friends have done it inside of the bars to put me up for push-ups. But having it on campus just made life so much more fun. And it's also great for homecoming and family weekend and stuff. It just, I think it really put the Tulane experience onto the next level.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful stadium too. I loved it.
So you're on campus from 2014 to 2017?
2013 to 2017.
13, yeah. Of course.
Oh, I was 14 to 18.
Yulman opened in 2014. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. That's cool that you got to experience both. Because when I came, it was just the Yulman, which was great. And it was so exciting because it opened first game. But I feel like it's a very specific experience to take a shuttle to the Superdome and to watch Tulane play in that space.
And it was, you know, silent in there.
Yeah,
you
which is crazy. No, which
so
is...
no one's doing chants because you're embarrassed. And so now I think, obviously, it's just a fun activity to be able to do. But the amount of community that it builds and traditions, and that then goes out into the world and makes you prouder to be an alum and all that stuff. So it's more than just, oh, we have football on campus now. It bolstered the other sports, too. Like, I just think the impacts of that were huge. I loved it.
Speaking of traditions, do you have any other traditions that you had with your friends or with anything on campus that you kind of created?
I think everyone will say this. I think the bee tree was such a great thing because we don't have a ton of things on campus to interact with in that way. So I just think that that's such a cool thing that people started and now continue to do in its new iteration, I think is so fun. And you would not find that on any other campus. Something that's not necessarily a tradition, but was a really unifying thing was I was a student when Cowcat was here, Mickey, and we loved Cowcat. And of course, when Cowcat passed away, he now has a little plaque on the academic quad.
Yes.
And what I love is that students who never knew him, like current students, they put stuff on his plaque. They put their Mardi Gras throws on there. They put the little flowers and beads. So Cowcat lives on. And I feel like his spirit lives on now through the current cats, Jeffrey and all of them. Students love them. So not necessarily a tradition, but I thought it was like a cute nod to, you know, a historical figure on Tulane's campus.
Absolutely.
There's a cat called Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey's a star. He has his own Instagram.
He's a star.
There's a lot of
cats. He has his own Instagram.
Yes. Jeffrey lives outside of Dixon. So that's his
part of campus.
Mm-hmm. They all have their little spot, you know, and he sticks to that area. And he is a black cat and he lets you pet him. He's so cute. Oh. Every time we post a TikTok about him, it gets thousands of views. People love Jeffrey.
That's amazing. We have to follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, Jeffrey the Dixon Cat. That's his name.
Speaking of we posting on TikTok, what do you do now?
Sorry. So I'm the Associate Director of Social and Digital Media for Tulane. So I work within Tulane University Communications and Marketing within the content strategy team. What I do at Tulane is essentially help manage the social media. I also work with the Tulane Today team, so that 3 times a week email that you get about different stories at Tulane, I'm part of that team. I also work with our video and photography teams too. So there's a lot of us all working on it, but essentially our job is to tell the story of Tulane, which is a big ask, but also a huge honor. So I love it. I never thought as a student that I would, you know, be in charge of writing Instagram captions and things like that for Tulane, but it's so fun. I think the amazing things that happen at Tulane need to be told to the world. So it's an amazing role to have. So social media, marketing, all that.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. Yeah. And I've never thought of a social media job in those terms, telling the story of a large institution. That's like a beautiful way of thinking of it.
It really is.
I mean, when you think about, we're sitting here talking about our individual Tulane experiences, and all of those experiences are what makes Tulane Tulane. And from the mundane stuff of, yeah, I liked to go to Tulane Tuesdays, to the big stuff of, I'm curing brain cancer and I'm an undergraduate student. Those stories are happening in every corner of Tulane. So it's our job to find them and turn them into content that gets pushed out across all of our channels, you know, email, social, like the environmental signage on campus, everything, the Tulanean magazine. We take all of these stories and parse it out and build them and put them in their different formats and put it out to the world. So it's really cool. It's challenging because it is such a big institution. There's so many stories to tell, mm-hmm. and not as many people to work on them, mm-hmm. but it is really cool. It's really rewarding.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah. What jobs like did you have before this one that kind of got you here? Because I know you mentioned everything that you did while you were on campus, but anything like in between we'd love to hear about.
So after college, since I worked so many jobs as a student, I decided to take a year and a half off and just travel, take all the money that I had saved and just go out and see the world, which I'm really glad I did, because then COVID happened a few years later and that would have, you know, not been possible at that point. So I traveled a lot and wasn't working. And then my parents were very much like, you need to get a job now. and I needed to. So I ended up moving to Miami and I lived with my sister and we both worked in hospitality. So I worked as a marketing position at the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. So my job there was to work on the marketing team to convince people to visit Miami, which is also a really cool job. And
yeah.
Pretty easy in theory.
This is like individuals like come to Miami for your family vacation or like giant conferences at your conference?
Both. Oh, both. Yeah. So most of what we did was on the leisure side of just come to Miami with your family or with your partner and have a good time. Or it was host your meeting here. We have amazing event spaces and stuff. So that was something I had never been involved in before. And it was really cool because I was able to, you know, focus on two different aspects of tourism marketing. And it was also a department that only had a couple of us. And so I was just doing a lot. And at the time, it was a lot of work, but I learned so much. We had an agency that I would work with. So I learned about agency life, mm-hmm. how to manage a team, graphic design, social media, buying ads, buying magazine ads, specs and ratios and all that kind of stuff, giving presentations to hotels and convincing them to join our co-op program. So I wore a lot of hats. So that job was instrumental in teaching me everything that I know now. But I was there when COVID came on. And so I was able to keep my job there until October of 2020. But that's when they do their budget. And so they ended up letting go 80% of us. Yeah. So
yeah, tourism.
Yeah. There was no tourism. But it was every day was different. And so CVBs get their budget through hotel taxes and restaurant taxes, and obviously that was kind of drying up. So I was let go or laid off, which was a professional experience that I never thought I would have, but I'm glad that I had it. I think it taught me a lot about what I really wanted to do next and how I wanted to do it and what I wanted my role to look like and what I wanted my job experience to look like. And it was a blessing because I knew I wanted to leave Miami and I knew I wanted to come back to New Orleans. So I finally had the time to think about how am I going to make that happen. So in the meantime, though, I got a master's. I think a lot of us during COVID were like, oh, let's just get a degree. So I got a master's in sustainability leadership from Arizona State University because I'm really interested in environmentalism. And sustainability leadership is really like change management. How do you get people to believe in what you are saying and make it so? But this was obviously with a sustainable lens. So that kept me busy and I learned so much from that. I actually was able to implement a lot of those strategies at the CVB. I ended up getting our entire office plastic free and all this kind of stuff. So I learned a ton. So while I was doing that and I was, you know, unemployed, I got a freelancing job doing social media for sustainability companies, which I still do a little bit of freelancing for them. So I still get to do my sustainability stuff on the side. And that taught me a lot too about social media management, because at my job at the CVB, I was lightly doing social. There was a social media manager and we worked together, but I wasn't actively managing social media. And then with freelancing, I was. So that experience tied in with the overall marketing knowledge that I got at Tulane and then the crash course of marketing that I got in Miami has, you know, made me a good candidate now for this job where I'm doing a little bit of everything, you know, but mostly social media, but a lot of different marketing techniques. So
that's so cool. I love this. This is so fun for me because, I mean, obviously it's fun for everybody that's listening, but just because I feel like I know you so well and I'm just like learning so much about you because like, why would we ever go like this in depth?
Right,
you know
what I mean? Right.
It's just so cool to hear. It's so impressive. Like it's you've done so much. Yeah. So awesome.
Thank you.
So you were coming to New Orleans or you wanted to move to New Orleans. And then how did you end up working for
Great, yeah. So I, after my job in Miami and I was at home, I knew that I wanted to live in New Orleans again. So I, every day, would just go on Tulane's job site and just look for jobs at Tulane.
Okay.
Because there are other positions in New Orleans, of course, but I really wanted to come back to Tulane. And there were some jobs that I could have been, you know, qualified for, but then the advertising or social media coordinator, I don't remember what it was called at the time, popped up. And I hit that apply button so hard. I was like, we are doing this. So I applied, and within a couple weeks, I had done like two interviews, and then they offered me the job in late June, and I like burst into tears. I was so happy. One, because I was able to finally move on with my life, go from COVID and being laid off to like being an adult and living on my own, but mostly because I was coming back to New Orleans and I was coming back to Tulane and getting to a really cool job at Tulane.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of people that get to do marketing roles at Tulane, so I was super excited. So I think from the offer to me moving to New Orleans was about a week and a half.
Wow.
Because my boss was going on parental leave. And so we really wanted to get me in there before she went out. Unfortunately, I mean, not unfortunately, she had the baby a little bit early. So I started the job without my boss in that role. And then 6 weeks later was Hurricane Ida. So it was really a trial by fire. But I learned a lot. You know, I had to be self-sufficient, you know, from the very beginning. So I learned a lot. But yeah, I was just dead set on I need to get back to Tulane. I need to get back to New Orleans. And it happened really quickly that it almost didn't feel real. Still doesn't. I like pinch myself all the time that I live here.
Okay. And so off mic earlier, listeners, Becca mentioned that during her 4 years here, there were no hurricane breaks and not even a tropical storm rolled through.
Right. We were lucky.
What was Ida like for you?
Ida was a really interesting experience. I think for Tulane in general, we've never really had a case like that where we, you know, evacuate afterwards. So I went to Houston before the storm came because I knew that I was going to need to have social connectivity during the storm. And I'm glad that I did that because that's eventually where we ended up bringing our students to afterwards so they could fly home. And it worked really well because President Fitz traveled there too. So I was able to help out with communications for him as well. It was a trying experience. I'm not going to lie. I mean, in general, I was so impressed by the amount of work that gets done to make sure that our students are safe before, during, and after the storm. It's incredible, the teams that do all of that. I learned so much about Tulane just from that, you know, that 6 week period. What was difficult was being a team of one and not just the quantity of messages that you have to read on social, but also what was being said was not always kind. So this, you know, listeners out there, reminder, be nice to social media managers. They are just people too, and they're reading your messages. And I've gotten a thicker skin now. I know that criticism is not at me. It's at the university or decisions that get made, you know, nationally and all this stuff. So it was tough. It was a lot of late nights, a lot of, you know, working. At one point I was helping, you know, get people on shuttles and drive shuttles, which is not my job description.
You were
at all.
Driving shuttles?
Yeah.
Really?
Like through the parking lots and stuff. Yeah. Wow. So there was a lot going on, but through that, I learned so much. It was a, like I said, trial by fire. I just had to get with it, you know, and I also met incredible alumni. The Houston alumni that came out to help out with our students was so cool. We had a football game that week too. So we did like a big game watch and I got to hang out with President Fitz and watch the football game and talk to the different people in Houston. And I met really good friends. So there were two alumni that were there. Evan Nicole, I know that you know, mm-hmm. He was there and that's where we met for the first time because he was helping with the shuttles and I was, you know, we became best friends and now we are still best friends.
Oh.
I love that.
Love him.
Yeah.
So it ended up being a really, it's a story to tell for sure. I wouldn't say it was like a super positive experience, but that, just because the nature of a storm is never a positive experience, right. You know, but there are positive things that come out of it. You know, being that I was able to learn really quickly, meet amazing people and really get to see the impact and the just the complexity of Tulane.
Yeah.
And it was a good learning experience.
That's cool. I think it's also so nice to meet alumni that, as somebody who like works here, and I often see alumni that live in New Orleans and come to the games and stuff. It's always really fun to like travel for a game or an event and like meet alums that live in other areas because they're still so involved without being here, but they're so excited, and I love meeting people that are not here but still love Tulane so much, and so that must have been really special.
I think that's the cool thing about going to college in general. You all want that really strong alumni network. And being from where I was in Florida, I didn't have that there because no one in that area had really come to Tulane before. So now, when you go to the airport and you're in Philly or Wisconsin, anywhere, people are walking around with Tulane shirts on. I'm like, hey, roll wave. And they're like, yeah, roll wave. And we're all just so excited to talk to each other because we have this shared thing. And I think part of that was the Cotton Bowl and the success of football, but also our research profile is surging. We have exciting things happening all the time in terms of our academic stature. And that is obviously having an impact on people's pride and whether or not they're going to wear a Tulane shirt to the airport.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, we're going to do a couple of fun questions just to wrap up. So we try to do a little fire round, but it doesn't always happen because sometimes the answers don't come so quick, and that's cool. But we'll kick off that way. Okay. Who was the Tulane mascot when you were a student?
Riptide.
Great. What song makes you think of your college experience?
Timber by Kesha.
Favorite Tulane memory?
The Cotton Bowl.
Okay. Your favorite place to go eat?
Satsuma. Or Dunkin' Donuts in Metairie, because we didn't have Dunkin' Donuts on campus at that time.
Favorite Mardi Gras crew or parade?
I have to say Ferret, because I'm in that one now. It's my first year, but also Ferret was founded by Tulaneans and has a lot of Tulaneans in it.
That's
So
right.
yeah, Ferret.
Amazing. Okay, that was great. Fire round. Let's go.
Perfect.
We're still trying to perfect that, like we said, like to get that list of like
The good questions.
questions. Well, it's good to I reviewed it on the way over here, so I was like, okay, I have
Yes.
more answers.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here, Becca. This
Thank you
was
for having
so
me.
fun. We had the best time.
Yeah, it was so great to learn all about you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Be Field Alumni Podcast.
Find us on Instagram at Be Field Alumni Podcast
or on the web at alumnipodcast.tulane.edu.
See you next time.
Roll wave.